as the soul is living, peace is living in it. It's not that it is coming from outside, some from there. Quiet atmosphere can remind me of my inner quietness. Fresh air can connect me with my inner lightness and freshness. You might be somewhere enjoying a very beautiful atmosphere or wonderful surrounding, enjoying it, and suddenly you get a telegram of something bad happened. So you got the telephone, something bad happened. Environment is the same. Same seashore, same mountain, same fountains, same beautiful sceneries. Where is the joy gone? Where is the scenery impacting you? What brought sadness? Your own inner memories. So again and again, no matter whatever I am, wherever I am, whatever I am doing, whatever I am seeing, seeing with the third eye, then it is called introspection, inner inspection. You don't have to just switch it off, close your eyes. No, actually these eyes open the third eye. Then I am seeing it through these eyes, but with the light of third eyes. Otherwise, like blind person, blind has eyes, but no sight. Stumbling around. We are stumbling around. We have these two eyes, but not light in it. The light of love, the light of knowledge, the light of peace, the light of purity, light of bliss, the light of harmony, the light of self-respect. This light is ignited, then life is really life. Then we say, yes, I am existing here. Otherwise, in the body, without the consciousness of the soul, like a mobile grave, the whole world has become graveyard. Mobile graves moving, creating fear, having fear. Worries, tension, fear. So it's becoming alive again with this consciousness, I am a soul. But how to maintain these powers? Because even the knowledge is there, again and again some powerful storm comes, blow up the air, the candle is gone off. What to keep? How to keep it constantly light on, lit? So I need to connect with the third power, another energy level. And that is the supreme light, the supreme soul. I have been constantly, mostly connected with this matter. This is energy. It's my good support. But it does not give me the power to remain constantly happy, constantly peaceful, constantly loveful. It does not give me the power. Rather, it brings the gravity again and again, because body is matter, earth. And Most of the time I'm identifying myself this earth. That's why somebody leaves the body, they say, earth to earth. All the time I had been this body. And so much gravity here on this, and does not allow me to go up. So much emotions, water in my body, blood connection, emotions. Tsunami brings sometimes these emotions. Down in it. So body does not give me that power. Actually, I have to consume so much energy just to keep even body healthy. But I need to express myself, I need to keep myself healthy, happy, wise, active. But how to protect myself against all these tests, influences, circumstances, situations, problems? Okay, maybe my relative can help me, but I see they are also empty. They are also weak. How can a weak person help another weak? They themselves, if they themselves are empty, what will happen? Can this empty glass, can this empty glass fill my empty glass? I have expectations that this glass is full, will fill my glass. But outwardly, maybe they looked very full, but inside are empty. All are like in a trap, a mouse trap. And those mice themselves are in a trap. How can they liberate me from that trap? So I need someone who is out of this mouse trap. Can be out somewhere. So I need to understand it me certainly when I say, oh, my parents can help me, my friend can help me. So who is real parents of me? Who comes in our mind? At the time of sorrow, we believe or not, immediately intellect goes up. But I need to recognize who is really mine. My mother, my father, my friend, my teacher. Who is really mine of I when I recognize I am a soul. So parents of the soul would be any bodily being. To really give the power to the soul. Must be the Supreme Soul. The parents of the soul would be the Supreme Soul. It's natural, easy to understand. If you see a fish, would you say, oh, this fish is a child of a crocodile? No. By seeing a crocodile, you won't say, oh, this crocodile is a child of a bird. No. Human beings have their parents likewise. Animals have their parents likewise. Birds have their parents likewise. So when I recognize I'm a soul, my parents would be also like me, a soul. It's not the body. But I am in the body here. I'm trapped by matter. And because of matter, matter is not trapping me. In fact, body is not trapping me. I have become so possessive of my body, then my body begins to react. This is the fact. Otherwise, this is my life companion, so good, no? Your life partner, you know, your life partner is very good. You know, your life partner is very nice, very faithful. I'm not speaking about your life partner of who you married or who you stay. You know which life partner I'm talking about? Who is your real life partner? For the whole life from the day one, since you came into existence here, who is your life partner? You got this or not? Anyone of you got this? No? Your body is your life partner. Throughout the whole life, body is with you. And so faithful, body does not leave you. But you, soul, leave the body. Body does not leave. Have you ever said, body left the soul? Soul left the body. But the power for the soul comes from the Supreme Soul. So body is made of matter, five elements. Then the soul, the living energy, that gives power to the body. Body gives support. Like the earth, water, the seed is getting the support. But gardener knows which season, which kind of water quality it should be given, what kind of environment it should be given. In the same way, the Supreme Soul gives us understanding of our own self and introduction of Himself. So three levels of energy: matter, soul, and Supreme Soul. Supreme Soul, in some language it would be called God, some would be called Allah, some will call Shiva, some will call Dios, in different language, but the meaning is benevolent being. Good, God, good, the one who makes everything good, God. G-O-D, generator, generates everything for good, forever benevolent, for good. For the benefit of others, for good. Operator, G for generator. And when they recognize that I soul the battery in this body, I'm connected with this generator. I get the energy from the operator to operate my qualities. Otherwise not. Switched off. Just like when you see the generator connected, then the light was there. Otherwise light is there. And the connection got off. The light still there. It was not expressing. So we cannot express if we are not connected with the operator. G for generator. This battery is connected with him, begins to operate. The qualities are expressed. And D for director, how to use these qualities? With humility, with love, with self-respect. With not the consciousness of I am doing this. No, egoless. then you are destroyer of negativity. So God, generator, G for generator, O for operator, and D for director of destroyer of negativity. He himself does not have negativity, but he gives us direction how to destroy your weaknesses, your ignorance, your suffering. And so this living supreme soul, the parents of the supreme soul, the parents of the soul, a supreme soul. Supreme is only one. Souls are many, great souls. Messengers are many. Religious founders are many. Deities are many. Angels are also many. It's plural. Like ministers are many, ministers. Prime minister is one. So souls are many. Like children are many. The supreme soul, the parents, is one. His praises, you are my mother and father. His power of love gives the experience of mother. God, my mother, brings new life in me, gives me new existence, new identity. Mother gives the identity. So God, as my mother, loving mother, His knowledge made me realize I was not this body, I am a soul. Gave me new identity. Got wisdom. With wisdom He operates. He gives me power. So my father, my life gives me new life with new identity. He is my Satguru, true guide. He then gives me direction in which consciousness you should perform actions. Do perform actions because you are here to perform actions. It's not that, okay, I want peace, I sit down in a cave, I go up in the mountain. No, peace is not sitting in a cave or going under somewhere under the earth or going up the mountain. No, He gives directions. That He gives true light. So He's His mother, father, He's my teacher, He's my Satguru. The one who directs me how to act. The supreme director of this unlimited world drama. Because I'm here, an actor to play my part. So supreme soul, my mother, my father, my teacher, my friend, my guru, my beloved, my companion. So this realization that relationship with God is the soul's relationship with God. Bodily parents exist and still we remember the Supreme. And my physical parents also remembering the Supreme Soul. He's beyond caste, color, age, creed, religions. Is God Hindu? Is God Muslim? Is God Buddhist? Christian? All these religions came, names are with the founder's name. Christianity with Christ, Buddhism with Buddha, Muslim with Muhammad. All these names are, but God is beyond this, and only one God for all souls. So one God, one world, one family. So Supreme Soul, my parents, are the supreme me supreme in everything. Benevolent being, in Sanskrit it is called Shiva. Benevolent being, seed form. The soul just like a light. The light is like a seed form. So God is called the creator, the seed of this human world tree. And as soon as my connection with this is there, the qualities of God becomes our qualities, because parents' qualities is my birthright. His property is my birthright. I'm not a beggar. Why should I, instead of being a child, why should I make myself a beggar? If a beggar comes at your door, what will you give him? You might be very generous, can give him a full basket of fruits, or maybe perhaps few hundred thousand rupees or dollars, but still a beggar. A servant, you can allow him to come in his house, can have comfort of your heating or your AC, but beggar does not come in your, you do not allow him. A servant can have comfort of your room, but not the property. But your son, if he is unworthy or worthy, he is worthy, he has a right to the property. So what is my relationship with God? I'm still some, I'm beggar. Please God, give me this. Please God. No, I'm child of God. As I'm a soul. Soul is child of God, not the body. As soon as I become body conscious, I become a beggar. So I need to connect with myself as a soul with God. It means that I have to remind again and again to remove this insulation. Just like when this electric wire you connect, what you do? You remove the insulation. Then the copper connects with copper, the energy begins to flow. Some people say, but I have faith in God. Oh, I have so much love for God. I do so much donation in name of Him. But what is my identity and my intention and my thinking, consciousness? My body and my wishes to be healthy, pass the exam, get a good job. My husband is alcoholic, please touch him, his intellect. My son is gone in wrong company. Oh God, give him some wisdom. I have so many layers upon this, my living self. And I'm remembering God, begging. First, I have to become totally aware I am a pure energy, a living energy, a peaceful being. And I connect with the bodiless being, the incorporeal being, the supreme soul, supreme light. Then, because as godly qualities are my inheritance, and as God are my parents, inherent personality, the qualities will express and exist naturally in me. So God is knowledgeful, blissful, loveful, powerful, peaceful, purifier, benevolent. I'm child of the benevolent being. Why I am taking sorrow and giving sorrow to others? He is the remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness, and I have the habit of taking sorrow, giving sorrow. Collect so much sorrow from everywhere. What to do with that? There's no more capacity to keep it. It keep vomiting again and again. Throwing here and there everywhere. Spreading all this dirt around. The whole world has become corrupt. So it's very important to recognize, who do I belong to? Who belongs to me? Supreme Soul, my parents, my mother and father. What am I? A pure being, child of the Supreme Soul. A peaceful soul, a pure soul, a loveful soul, a blissful soul, a powerful soul. And so then I see one world, one family, all these are my brothers and sisters. So what will happen? Then we pick up all these jewels and in the thread of love, we create a garland. Garland of living diamonds. We become connected with each other. Harmony is created. Happiness is created. Respect for the self, respect is for others. If the true introduction of God was there, there could not be so many fights in the name of God. Now in the name of God, many fights. How can the one who is complete teaching the ocean of peace, how can he teach violence? We have forgotten the power of silence. So recognize, as soon as you turn within, recognize we are resident of the land of silence. Beyond matter is silence. My home is sweet, silent home. Supreme silence. Perfect silence. Golden silence. I, the soul, am residence of that supreme abode. Where the supreme soul resides. That home is my home of the soul. Pure world of light. Brahmaloka, the world of purity, the region of purity and peace. Nirvana, the region beyond sound. Supreme silence home. I stay there with this consciousness of belonging to the Supreme Being. Supreme Soul, my parents. I belong to God. God belongs to me. God, the benevolent being. As is God's personality, so should be mine. Benevolence, truth, purity, and bliss. Love and lightness. I am a pure, I realize I'm child of the Supreme Soul, an innocent being of light, a pure being of light. I share the vibrations of pure peace, selfless love with all souls, with my family. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Do we love her? Sometimes people say, you know, why do we need philosophy or knowledge or information? But it's nourishing. It's that food. It's the thing that generates the wisdom. And I think Sudesh Didi has provided the platform from which many other things can develop over the next days. And I really want to thank you, Didi, for that. It's the first time we've experimented like this, and it's I think it's really good. So thank you.